Kia ora and welcome back to the show. Well, she's made quite the name for herself in recent years. Recently out with the new single Living In 2, she has a show here in Ototahi on Friday. I'm very lucky to have on the line with me right now, Neve Strang. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you going this morning?
Good, how are you?
You know what, I'm not too bad, all things considered. So, how is life at the moment? You always seem to be doing something. What's the something happening at the moment?
The tour, basically, just getting back into playing again. And had the first show on Friday, which went really well.
So, what are you kind of like live? What's your style? For those who haven't seen you, what can they expect?
Just good vibes on stage.
Yes.
And, just a good time, basically. It's a little bit different to the recordings, which I quite like. Give something a wee bit different.
When you're writing music, are you kind of writing it for recording, or are you writing it like for playing live?
I think that's changed a lot with my recent songs that I'm putting out.
Really? Okay.
I think my last EP, I Am The Rhythm, was definitely more catered for playing live. And the songs that I'm writing these days, I'm adding a lot more layers to them, so not everything can be played live, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so right.
It's a little more catered to, recording.
That's,
and then just doing what we can when we play live.
That's so interesting. It's real. I think it's a sign that you're getting so mature and well-developed as a musician.
Yeah, maybe.
So tell me about Living In 2, which came out recently. What was kind of the inspiration behind that?
So that song I actually wrote quite a while ago, and I was at a point in my life where I was feeling very divided and myself, and it just sort of came from that, sitting with that feeling, getting it out.
How do you feel like getting it out like that? Do you find it an easy thing to share your kind of personal trials, or is it, do you have to kind of coerce it out of yourself?
I think by the time I write a song like that, I'm very ready to do it. It's more of a writer. I like need to. And when I write it at the start, it's just for myself, so I'm not worried about who's going to hear it or how revealing the lyrics are or anything. And then once I've done it, then I'll go back and look at it and think, what can I put this out there or whatnot? and then I have a lot of songs that I will never release or anything, but
So how do you, what's kind of the decision making process for you there, as someone who like writes a lot of music? Do you know quite early on whether it's going to be a thing for you or a thing for the audience?
No, I don't really. I sit down and just play something on guitar or something until I find something that I like, and then I'll just start singing random stuff over it, and then like whatever just comes out, and then I'll go back and refine the lyrics to like better, like just a nicer way to explain what I'm trying to say.
And then
I guess if I'm going to put it out for people to hear, then I'll try and come up with a more sort of disguised way of saying things.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I like the randomness of that, though. That must keep kind of things interesting.
Yeah, it does.
So is this kind of a sign of what's to come?
Yeah. I think the next songs that I release will be even more similar to Living in Two. Because, yeah, they're all being produced by Sean Donnelly as well, so...
An amazing producer.
Yeah, amazing. So happy about that.
Well, I have to say, I do love it. I think it's so cool. What was it like doing the music video?
So good. Bailey and Matilda were so great to work with. So creative as well. So passionate about what they do. So I basically just put the whole video in their hands and let them take it away. And I was so impressed.
That must be so nice when you can kind of take your foot off the pedal a little bit and trust in someone else's creativity.
Yeah, definitely. I felt like I had so much going on and video's just not my area.
Yeah, right.
I was so happy to just give it all to them, and I trusted them so much because I've known them for ages and I've loved everything that they've done. And like, we did talk back and forth about their ideas, and I was just happy with all of them.
Match made in heaven. I guess the all-important question, though, is details for your show here on Friday. Where is it? What time? Where can people get tickets?
Yeah, so it's at Space Academy on Friday, and they can get tickets from Under the Radar. And time, I'm pretty sure it's around either 8 or 9.
great.
No, eight and nine, but the info is all on Under the Radar.
The real rock star answer would have been, you know, I'll be on when I'm on.
Yeah.
Well, Neve.
Yeah, and we have Hannah Everingham.
Oh, yes.
Which would be great, yeah, with her full band.
I've had Hannah on a few times. I love her. How did that kind of combo come up?
That came around from my manager Natasha, actually, who found her, and then I checked her out and loved her stuff, and so I was more than happy to have her play. I've never spoke.
Yeah, she's so cool. You're gonna love hearing her live as well. A real incredible voice. What an exciting show. Hey, Neve, thank you so much for joining me this morning. And congratulations. I mean, I feel like you're just always putting out top-tier work. It's so cool, everything you do. And it's much appreciated that you could join me this morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
And that was Neve Strang, who's playing here on Friday night at Space Academy. Tickets at undertheradar.co.nz. I assume it's .co.nz. Should really know that. Anyway, I'm going to play Neve's new song, Living in Two, now. Beautiful wee number here. So, enjoy it, guys.
Avoiding that clarity. that nobody needs. Oh, I'm rolling over just to squeeze your shoulder. Cause I've spent years in the grooves of your skin. I never knew comfort till I took yours for a spin. But I can't talk about it to you, and that's the catch. Oh, as soon as I talk about it, I can't walk it back, and I'm not ready to fight about it. Cause I know you're not there. Yeah. And I keep thinking of Christmas Day, oh, half short. Coming to realize I'm more dependent than I thought. So why am I a mess? So much shit here to address. Do I even want this? So much shit here to address.